welcome to another episode of Musical Exile with Heidi Lee. That was The Kinks there giving you a dose of the 80s off the same album that their mega hit Come Dancing is off of. And it's been a little while since my last podcast, but I'm back with a little bit longer one this time. And I'm going to continue on now with a little bit of The Hollies.
She was a schoolgirl with 7 GCEs. The one ambition was to collect degrees. Put in a library, researching English lit. She met a student who took her mind off it. She was attracted by his smiling eyes. He said he loved her, but he was telling lies. He taught her subjects of which she'd never heard, and when she'd learned them, he quickly disappeared. No degree, she's now redundant, a victim of the squeeze. This is the lesson for which one has to pay. It's in no textbook and no part in a play.
Love.
That was the Sponge Tones there with She Goes Out With Everybody. And before that were the Hollies doing Schoolgirl. Pretty cool tune there. Thanks to John for showing me that one, as along with many, many, many other songs I'm sure you're going to continue to hear throughout the course of these podcasts. And I'd just like to say hello to all the new friends that have requested a friend request for the Musical Exile with Heidi Lee MySpace page. I know there hasn't been that many out there, but I just want to say hi to those of you who have signed up and took the time to say hello. Appreciate it. Nice to know that you're out there. And remember, you can visit me here at podomatic.com or at myspace.com/musicalexile. And that'll be important later on, too, because we're going to have a little new feature on the show that we'll talk about later. But for now, I'm going to go on with some Beach Boys.
Sisters, everybody, we better start to help each other now. We need it now. When we're sharing our love, brother, that's when you know we can shape another world.
In a little cafe,
At the top there, we heard the Beach Boys doing It's About Time, and followed it up right there with Summer Nights from Marianne Faithfull. All you lucky ducks out there in California that are enjoying the warmer weather, I so wish it could be different here. I think next week they're saying the evil word snow again, which I suppose I shouldn't be too surprised with, but still, I mean, I think enough's enough. Anyway, moving on now to a song from Ray Davis from his solo album. Reminded myself last week that it was a year ago, the 13th of March, that I got to see Mr. Davis live for the very first time, right up there at the stage, and, you know, a year later, and I just still can't stop talking about it, so somebody hit me, you know? But it was amazing. He did this song in the second half of the show, and it was just incredible. I think I must have sang, danced, and clapped more than I had my entire life. But it was incredible. He's actually back on the road again soon in the UK after his little, I don't know what you want to call it, hiatus, I guess, from touring due to an unexpected illness. But a lot of his dates have been rescheduled, so if you're on the other side of the world and you get a chance to see him, please do so. You won't regret it. Here's my favorite, Ray Davis, doing Things Are Gonna Change the Morning After.
We must dig inside and crawl outside ourselves.
was Ray there, and if you haven't picked up his solo album Other People's Lives yet, what is stopping you? It's brilliant. Anyway, we're kind of hoping for a Kinks reunion, but who knows, right? Up next, we've got The Shovels, really cool band, so check them out at myspace.com/theshovels. Tell them I sent you, say hi to Eric. And I think this is probably their first single off their latest release. It's called Mrs. Moore, and apologies go out to Eric and the rest of the band if I got that wrong. But anyway, check them out. They're pretty cool, and I've played them on here before, but I think they deserve to be played again. So here's The Shovels. Enjoy.
Still miss me like before. I'm glad we've always remained friends. I'm hoping very much to meet you soon, somewhere off July at noon, between the parties and the bands. I hardly talk to other girls, because I can't get in their worlds, and they just can't get into mine. Like before, so glad we've always remained friends. Was hoping very much to meet you soon, somewhere in a lovely tune, or in an everlasting dance. I hardly talk to other girls, because I can't get in their worlds, and they just can't get into mine. But you are different from the start, not only beautiful and smart, but witty with a golden heart.
Next, we've got the new feature on Musical Exile, and what it is I'm going to play two different versions of the same song, or sort of the same song, I guess, in this case, because the lyrics are a little bit different, but same writer, same format, all that. Anyway, what I'm going to have is a poll up at the MySpace page, myspace.com/musicalexile, one word, and there'll be a poll there for you to vote on which version you like better. And it's just, you know, popular opinion, I guess, counts for a little bit. But it's interesting to find out, you know, which version people enjoy more. And this time, it's going to be the song Superlungs. And first, we're going to hear it from Donovan. And then we're going to hear it from Terry Reid. And I just would like to know from the listeners which one they think is better. And on the next podcast, I'll announce the winner, I guess, and play some tunes from that artist. So stop by the page after you listen, or if you already know, go ahead and vote now, and let us know which one you like better. So here's Donovan doing Superlungs.
This kind of chick in every town. Whenever there's a scene, she's always hanging around. She's so naive and innocent, stares at you with awe. She's only 14, but she knows how to draw. Thank you.
All right, Donovan there and Terry Reed both doing a version of Super Lungs. And don't forget to go and vote myspace.com/musicalexile, and I'll try too to get the poll up on Podomatic. I don't know if they let you do that, but I am going to try. And up next, we're going to listen to I Could Feel the Whole World Turn Round by Shotgun Express, featuring a very young Rod Stewart.
When I first saw you, this strange kind of feeling set my head reeling like I hit the ceiling.
The same thing happened to me then, baby. Something kind of crazy, and everything went hazy.
very, very, very cool song there. This Wheels on Fire by Brian Auger and Julie Driscoll and the Trinity. Awesome. Julie Driscoll has got the coolest voice, don't you think? Up next, we're going to hear from The Who doing a song that inspired the title and a lot of a movie I just saw, a new movie out called Rain Over Me, and starred a serious Adam Sandler. And boy, he really did look like Bob Dylan, didn't he? But it was a good movie, you know. It's like a reviewer said, you know, it wasn't as good as you would have liked it have been, but it wasn't as bad as it could be, you know. So here is Love Rain Over Me by The Who.
By the sea, only love can make it rain, like the sweat of lovers laying in the fields.
Beautiful song there by The Who. I really enjoyed it when I heard it for the very first time on an episode of Freaks and Geeks, actually. And the movie just sort of gave it a whole new twist, which is pretty cool. And kudos to the makers of the film for using a great Who song like that. That's really awesome. We're going to wrap it up now, this episode here. Just want to turn you on to some more podcasts that are a little bit similar to mine, kind of different too, probably much better, but, you know, you be the judge. Go over and visit my favorite guy, John Tremblay, over there doing Gearhead Blues at Podomatic.com. And, of course, the one that inspired all this podcast madness, Michael Lynch with Ready, Steady, A Go-Go. You can't miss with that one. That one's great. You know, Gearhead Blues and Ready, Steady, A Go-Go are weekly listens of mine. So I'm sure you'll enjoy those, too, if you go and check them out. And anyway, I just want to let you know that I'm nearing my storage limit here at Podomatic.com, and for every new episode that goes up, I'm going to have to take down an old one, because I don't want to pay to have to use this thing. And so if you are interested in hearing some of the early ones, check them out now, because they're going to slowly disappear. And I just want to say thanks for listening, and I'm going to wrap it up now with some Rolling Stones doing Have You Seen Your Mother, Baby, Standing in the Shadow. So enjoy. Have a great week. About it.